So we're up in the Gemara on Zion Amud Beis. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah continued to say the various different machloikesin. Most of the time, we find in the Talmud, most of the time, Beis Hillel are the lenient ones, and Beis Shammai are the ones that are more stringent. In most laws in the Talmud, we always find Beis Shammai being the stricter ones, and Beis Hillel being the lenient ones. But our Mishnah began with a leniency of Beis Shammai, which was the egg that was laid on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai allows you to eat it, and Beis Hillel does not. And because the Mishnah brought down already one law in which Beis Hillel was more strict than Beis Shammai, he brings you other cases as well. That's how this follows this case in the Mishnah. So we say that Beis Shammai Oimrim Seir V'Kizayis, just to refresh our memory, this is talking about a law of Pesach. Now, there is two types of chametz. There is a bread that has become leavened. Leavened bread means it became sour, leavened. And then you have sourdough. Sourdough meaning that it's become very sour. The dough has become very sour, so you use that dough to make other things sour. So you have regular bread and you have sour dough. Sourdough is called se'or. Se'or is sourdough. So in our Mishnah, it says that Beis Shammai say that se'or, the sourdough, it is a kizayis. Now, also, just to take a note that there are two prohibitions on Pesach. One is against possessing chametz. Another one is against eating chametz. So, as we'll see, the Gemara will explain, it's not clear in the beginning, but the Gemara will explain that the discussion over here is about the possession of the chametz, which means whether you're eating se'or, sourdough, or you're eating chametz, regular leavened bread, eating them, the amount that you eat to violate the prohibition to get lashes would be a kizayis. But as far as not possessing chametz, Beis Shammai is lenient, and he says like this: if you have in your possession se'or, that's the sourdough, because it is a very strong chametz, because it's sour, it's really a very strong. So then, even the amount of a kezayis, the amount of an olive, is enough to give you the prohibition. And the chametz, according to Beis Shammai, you are not going to be violating the possession, the prohibition of possessing chametz until you have a kisevis. Kisevis is a date. A date is larger than the and the olive. A date is larger than an olive. And therefore it means that it's less of a, it's easy, it's not, it's harder to violate chametz than it is with se'or, because by chametz you're not going to violate the lav unless you possess a piece large enough as the size of a date, not the size of an olive. That's the view of Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, there is no difference whether it's sourdough or it's regular leavened bread. it's all going to be by a kezayis. That means that Beis Hillel is more stringent than Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Shammai, you're not going to be violating chametz unless you have a kesevis, the size of a date. According to Beis Hillel, you'll violate it even if you only have a kezayis. So let's look now on the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to know my taimayu de Beis Shammai. What is Beis Shammai's reasoning that he makes a distinction between the sourdough and the bread? Now, generally speaking, when we say that there's a prohibition against eating, it's usually a kezayis. That's the usual shear. When the Torah, what is called achila, when the Torah prohibits to eat something, the size is the size of an olive. So here, Beis Shammai makes a distinction between sourdough and between regular chametz. Now, right now, the Gemara doesn't know yet of the distinction that I have told you, that we are really discussing here, not the eating, we're just talking about the possessing. But in the Gemara, it doesn't know. The Gemara originally thinks that it's across the board, whether it's possessing or it's eating. The Gemara thinks that if we're talking about se'oir, which is the sourdough, then a kezayis is sufficient to violate the prohibition as it pertains to se'oir. But as far as chametz, over there you need a kesevis. Frank the Gemara asks, "My taimayu de Beis Shammai, what is the reasoning of Beis Shammai? Why do they make this distinction between se'oir and regular chametz?" And the Gemara says, "Imkein, in that case," which means if Beis Hillel is correct that there's just one shear of a kezayis for both of them, the chad shiur l'tarvayu, if they have the same shear, chametz and se'or have the same shear, im kein the chad shiur l'tarvayu, lichtev rachmona chametz v'loy bo yisoy. So, Bishama's argument would be, why does the Torah Bechlal have to mention both? It talks about chametz and it talks about se'or. Why mention both? The fact is, if the Torah says you can't have chametz, that automatically includes sourdough, because chametz has not yet become so much sour. Has not become sourdough is a stronger chametz. So if we are prohibited to possess or to eat, in this thought of the Gemara, we're prohibited to eat or possess sourdough, I mean chametz, for sure we can't eat or possess a sourdough, because that's even a stronger chametz. So why does the Torah have to specify, don't eat chametz and don't eat also se'or, or tell you the prohibition of not possessing by se'or? Why? Why mention it separately? So the Gemara says, "Lichtev rachmon chametz." Torah should have just told us that there's a prohibition about chametz. V'loy bo yisoyer, we don't need to tell you a prohibition by sourdough. V'ano amino, I would say on my own, I don't need a pasuk. Uma chametz she'ein chimutzei kosher b'kizayis, since even chametz, who is not a hard sour, not a hard chametz, it's not sourdough, it's just a little bit chametz. The Torah tells you that you can't have a kezayis, because every time when you can't eat something the size of a kezayis. So sourdough, has a very strong chametz, it's sourdough, meaning it sat for a long time, that's how it became sour. Lekolskin, for sure, it's going to be also with a kezayis. If we just went along with the simple meaning that the isur is a kezayis, as we usually know, the Isur is usually Akizais. So the question we have, Sa'ir the Kosov Rachmana Lomali. So why did the Torah have to say, also mention about sourdough? Sourdough we can learn as a foratory from Chametz. Why does the Torah have to write Sa'ir? And therefore, Beis Shammai conclude that Loimer Loch Shi'urei Shal Zeh, Loiki Shi'urei Shal Zeh. The amount of Chometz and Sa'ir are not the same. That's why we have to write them separately. If you would have just learned Sa'ir from Chometz, the Torah would have just said Chometz. Then, and you would say, well, if Chometz is prohibited, Sa'ir is prohibited for sure. Yeah, but how much of Sa'ir would be prohibited? Only a Kezais. Because we learn it from Chometz. The reason the Torah writes it separate to tell you, no, that there's two separate shiur. The shiur of Chometz is one shiur, and that's why the Torah mentions it separately. And the shear from Sa'ir is another shear. Let's do the Rashi. How do we get to Kesevis? We'll see in the Rashi. Shu'uri shazah chulo. What is the explanation? Lahochi layalif Sa'ir mechametz. For this reason, he does not learn Sa'ir from chametz, and he writes it befeirish. He specifies Sa'ir separately. Why? Because mishum de chometz bekikoyseves, because chometz has another shear. If you would learn sa'ir from chometz, then it would be if you would learn out, then everything would be also, Sa'ir would also be a Kesevis. Why? Because if we learned Sa'ir from Chometz, we would say, listen, Chometz is a Kesevis and Sa'ir is a Kesevis. The Loi Tema Daye Lebo Min Adin Liyas Kinodin. Because if you learn Sa'ir as a foratory from Chometz, then you would say, since Chometz is a Kekesevis, Sa'ir is also Kekesevis. Because you can't learn Sa'ir from Chometz and make it more stringent and say that it's a Kezais, because of the rule of Dayi Lebomin Hadin Liyiskinod. If you learn something from a foratory, you can't make it stronger than what you learn it from. So if the Isser of Chometz is Bekekesevis, and Sa'ir would have been learned from the Isser of Chometz, then Sa'ir would also be also Bekekesevis. U'Sa'ir nami Bekesevis. La'ochi kasve behedye l'shu'ure b'shi'ira zuto b'shi'ira rabba. That's why the Torah writes it b'feirish Sa'ir, to tell you that there's two separate shiurim. Don't learn Sa'ir from Chometz. Sa'ir has its own shear. Shur is a shurab. So, where do we get the shear of a Kekesevis? Where does that come from? So Rashi says, Elohochi nokat Kekesevis, therefore he uses Kekesevis, either the Bahochi havi yasuvi daitik in the Mfarish time of Yuma. Either Rashi says, because that's the amount which settles a person down. Eating the size of a date is considered. That's why in Yom Kippur, because the farish time of Yoyma, the Gemara says, by Yom Kippur, the amount to prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur is the size of a kesevis. So that's why that would be the Isser of Chometz. Or another reason is because all measures come by tradition from Moshe given to Sinai. So we know that chometz is bikkur kesavos. But the bottom line is, since chometz is a bikkur kesavos, if we learned se'or from chometz, se'or would have been a kesavos too, because of the ayilibom and adin liskinodin. So the Torah writes it separately to tell you there's two separate shiurim. There's one shiur for chometz, which is a kesavos, and there's a larger shiur for se'or, which is enough with a kezais. And Beis Hillel says no, tzrichi. We need them both, and we can't learn one from the other, because on one hand, the ikos or rachmonos oir, he starts with the other end. If the Torah would have just said sourdough, that it's prohibited, havaamina mishum dichimutzei kosher. Maybe the reason we're not allowed to have chametz on Pesach is because it's a very strong chametz. Avol chametz the ein chimutzei kosher, but chametz who is not a hard chametz, a maloy. I would say no. Maybe you don't need to. Maybe you don't. You don't need. You can possess chametz. You can possess chametz. So you need tzricha, so we need se'or and chametz, because se'or itself was not a proof. Because of Rachman of chametz, if the Torah the other would just said chametz, so you would say chametz is prohibited from the roi l'achila. Avol se'or she'ein roi l'achila, but the se'or which is not fit for eating, eim aloy. Then I would say that you don't have to, you can possess it. Yes, it's a stronger chametz, but it's not an edible chametz. So therefore, maybe there's no prohibition, tzricha. In the bottom line, it seems, I mean, again, Rashi doesn't say so befeirish, but the bottom line, it seems, that according to Beis Hillel, the tradition was that they both have a kizayis, but we need to say both, because if we wouldn't say both, we might have think that the other one is not usur altogether. Either we would think that only se'or is usur because it's a strong chametz, and therefore regular chametz would not be usur altogether, or we would think only chametz is usur because it's edible, but se'or, which is not edible, is not prohibited, so we needed both. But what is the shear? Rashi, we have to say that according to Beis Hillel, the shear is both of them a kizayis. According to Beis Hillel, whether it's oir, whether it is chametz, in both cases it'll be a kizayis. Okay. Frag de Gemara. So it almost seems like, according to Beis Shammai, Soir is only a kesebes, and chometz is only a kizayis. But the Gemara says, "Ubeis Shammai leslu the Reb Zeida." They don't go by what the Reb Zeida said. Now, Reb Zeida is a moira, but Reb Zeida quotes a pasuk. So, don't they hold that Reb Zeida is correct? Rashi explains, "Leslu the Reb Zeida bitnia." If there's a mefetish of pasuk, why would he not? How could he disagree? What does Reb Zeida say? Omer Reb Zeida says, it's a little bit strange. The verse seems to talk about two things at the same time. Pasach hakosuv b'se'or. The Torah starts with talking about sourdough. What is the pasuk? Pasuk hakosu b'se'or. The Torah says, se'or for 7 days, se'or lo yimotze b'vateichem, there shall be no sourdough in your house. So we're talking about se'or, don't have sourdough in your house. But then the pasuk says, ki kol oichel machmetzes, anybody who eats chametz. It should say ki kol eichel soir, not ki kol eichel machmetzes. He starts off with soir and then v'sayim chometz. The Torah says because you should not have soir in your home because of anybody who will eat chometz. Why are we saying that? V'havli lemichtav ki kol eichel soir chol. You should have said anybody who eats soir. Because the punishment of telling you if you eat, you will be cut away, it follows the warning that it should not be in your home, meaning that it shouldn't be in your home, don't eat it, because anybody who eats it, why are we saying anybody who eats machmetzes? So he says to tell you, Zehu Sa'ir. Vezehu chometz, zehu sir kozekin zet. That is this. So basically, to tell you that there is no difference because the Torah sort of intertwines the soir with the chometz. How could Beis Shammai say that there is a different shear for chometz and a different shear for soir? And the Gemara answers that le'inyan achila. Kula alma lepligi. What I told you before, Rab Zeira is talking about eating. Eating is actually has the same shear. But the machloikis, when Beis Shammai says that there's a different shear, he's talking about the possession of the chametz. Look inside. Le'inyan achila kula alma lepligi. As far as eating chametz, there is no disagreement. Everybody agrees that you eat a kezayis, ki kol eichel, machmetzes is the same shear as soir. It's always a kezayis. The machloikis is with regards to possession. Let's look at Rashi. Le'inyan achila kul almi lepligi. So Rashi. Da'afilu beis shamay moidi. Even Beis Shammai will agree, the chometz chayiv b'kezayis ki soir b'achilosei. That chometz is the same thing as soir by eating it. Eating it has the same shear. So for eating it doesn't make a difference. Okay, Rav Zeira, like Rav Zeira says, avol libiur, but to remove from your home, not to possess it, lebeis shammai loy hishvo. Beis Shammai does not compare eating sourdough to removing sourdough. It's not the same. Possessing, you're not allowed to possess a kizayis. But for chometz is a deal. Since the Torah writes both, lo yirah l'cho chometz v'lo yirah l'cho soir. So there's a special pasuk for chometz and for soir not to be seen, so you're not to possess, that you have to move. So therefore, soir lo yal finon. We don't learn for soir that you, it's enough of a, we don't learn soir from eating. Lememer, which means to say, just as far as it comes to eating, they're both by a kizayis. So to say, well, if it's the same by eating that it's all a kizayis, so therefore let us also say that possessing it should also be all by a kizayis, because the Torah equated, we don't say that. Because since the Torah writes both lo yiroh and lo chometz and soir, we must say it's a different shear. So even though by eating we say that soir and chometz is the same, so Beis Shammai is saying, even though that with regards to eating, soir and chometz are the same, but with regards to possession, soir is a kizayis and chometz is b'kekesavas. Zimor says, Kipligi le'inyan bir. They are arguing as far as removal, bir chametz, to get rid of the chametz. Beisamai savri lo yalfina bir mechila. Beisamai, we don't learn bir from eating. Eating chametz is a kizayis, but burning chametz, removing the chametz, is a kisevis. Beisilal savri yalfina bir mechila. We do learn bir mechila because just like eating is prohibited a kizayis, removal is also requires a kizayis. It moria nami. Yeah.
Go ahead. Not for the gemara, but the halacha that in any amount you can't have.
You mean possessing? Yeah. But the prohibition of baliro baliyimotzu would be if it's a kizayis, which means you don't want to come to eat it, and you might find it a good piece. But the strictly from the Torah, you would need a kizayis to violate the love of Leira. Okay? Tanya name hochi. We also learned so in Abraisa, the Bebiru, the Pligi Veloi Vachila, that the Machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only as far as removing it from the home. But by eating, everybody agrees it's a kizayis. Quoting the Braisa now, it says, Leira locha chometz, Veloira locha soir. Zehu machloikis shabein b'samay b'silo. So this is a machloikis between b'sham and b'silo. Shabeshamay emrim. With regard to seeing it, machloikis b'sham b'silo. B'shamay emrim soir b'kizayis, v'chometz b'kizayis. That soir is a kizayis, a chometz. You need a kizayis in order to violate lo yiroh. Both bekizayis. But as far as eating, there is no machlokes. Everybody agrees that it is a kizayis. Okay, let's do the next part of the Mishnah, talked about shechting a chaya and an oif on yontif. Now, we know that if you shecht a bird or an undomesticated animal, a chaya, you need to cover the blood. When you shecht it, the blood that comes out of the shechita, you got to cover it in sand, ba'ofer. So the Mishnah is talking about that ha'shoichet chaya ve'oiv b'yomtev v'chulu. So, let me just see. Just to refresh our memory. So we have it over here. So the Mishnah said, this is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said, Hashoichet chayv yoiv yomtev. So what does it mean, Hashoichet? The cases that we're giving in. One who shechts a chay and oif on yomtev. What should he do? So the Gemara says the lashon of hashoichet means if he already shechted. It seems like the shoichet means one who shechted, meaning that is after the fact, he did it. So basically, the question is going to be, if you shechted chay yom ben yavi yomtiv, can you cover it? Or can you not cover it? We're not talking what you should do in the beginning, but it seems like we're talking about after the fact. Again, since we're saying Hashoichet means one who shechted. In other words, you're talking about a fact. A person shechted. The Ovid ain't lechatchila loy. seems like the Mishnah is talking about he did it. And now you're stuck. What do we tell this guy who shechted? He wants to go ahead and cover the blood of the bird or the chaya with sand. The question is, what do we tell him? But the question is only after the fact. The evidain in, yeah, but l'chatchila, no. In other words, there's not even a question that we don't recommend for the person to go shechting. It doesn't say, otherwise the Mishnah should have said, shoichet chaya be'oif, or be'shamay. Okay. But ha'shoichet the eved, zoktrashi, the ish shochat mashma, if he shechted, that's what it appears. Abu l'chatchila, lo'yishori lei be'shamay lishchot. L'chatchila, he would not allow him to shecht, the best way, the normalest way to be able to shech the animal on Yontav and to fulfill the mitzvah of kisui dam ba'ofer, to cover the blood, would be you have ready sand that is ready there. Ofer tituach means grounded up, crumbed up sand. And you have it ready and you can cover it. But the fact that the Mishnah gives the scenario of Hashoichet, he already shechted, is mashma that l'chatchila B'shama isn't going to let him shecht. Elim ken yesh le'ofer mukhan tituach, unless he has grinded up, crushed up sand, so he can do it. So even Beis Shammai, who says that you can dig with the shovel and cover it up, yachper bedeker v'yichase, is saying, why do you do that? Is because you already shechted it. So what are we going to do? You're going to therefore use the shovel and cover it. But l'chatchila, he won't allow you to do that. That's what it seems like. Eima seifa. So let's see what it says in the seifa. So lo yishchot means that you should not shecht. So he's telling you, he's not talking about what happens after you shecht. Basila was talking about b'sim lo yishchot elim kein hoyu lo for muchan tituach mevod yoyim. So he's telling you l'chatchila, don't shecht. But he's not talking about after the fact if you shechted. Miklal the Tanakama Sover, so that would mean the first opinion, the Beis Shammai, they hold that yishchet, that you should shecht. So chlas miklal the Rashi yishchet bitmiya, ba'shechet komer. But according to Beis Shammai, the case is after the fact. How could we say? How could we say Hashoichet means after the fact, that the only reason that Beis Shammai is going to allow you to take the shovel is because you already shechted, but l'chatchila won't allow you. But from the fact that the Beis Hillel say, don't shecht, so they're talking about l'chatchila, that means that according to Beis Shammai, you could go shecht l'chatchila. So what's going on over here? And the Gemara says, not a problem. You're missing interpreting Hashoichet over here. It's really all talking about B'dievet. You're saying Beis Hillel say lo yishchot, that they're only talking about, he says lo yishchot, but he means lo yichase, don't shecht, we're talking about after the fact. That's where the machloik is B'shamer Beis Hillel. You already shechted it, and Beis Hillel said, B'shamer says, okay, you can now go and cover it with the shovel because you already shechted. And Beis Hillel are saying, no, you can't cover it, even though you shechted it already. But even though they're using the Lashon Lo Yishchayt, it means to say, don't cover, because don't shecht and cover. Lo Yishchayt Beis Hillel, Holy Kashi, Lo Yishchayt Beis Hillel, Hakisu L'chode Koyi Madre. They're just talking about the covering, that's only the covering. What he's saying is, Lo Yikmar Maisa Hashchita Dayin Hakisu. He says, don't cover. He disagrees with Beis Shammai, who says that you can cover with the shovel. And Beis Hillel say, no, you cannot. Lo Yishchot V'Yichase Komar. He said, don't shecht and cover. He's talking about the act of shechita, of covering. You can't do that. So even B'Dievet, Lo Yishchot V'Yichase, Ava Pisha Shochet L'Yigmer. So even though you shecht, don't conclude. So what's the machloikis, the way we interpret it now? B'Dievet, you shechted it. Beis Shammai says, since you shechted it, go ahead and cover it with that shovel, that's with the decker. Even though you don't have prepared, you're just going to have to shovel it out. Beis Hillel said no. They said you're not allowed to cover it up. So in that case, the Gemara Amos, Seifa. So let's look what the Seifa. In the Seifa of the Mishnah, it says, Umoydim, that Beis Beis Hillel will agree to Beis Hillel, to Beis Shammai, Shim Shochat B'Dievet, if you shechted, Sheyachper B'Deker V'Yichase, that he should dig, just like Beis Shammai, you should dig with the shovel and cover, that there's no difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they agree. But that's B'Dievet. Miklal D'Reisha Lav D'Dievet, so that means in the Reisha, it's not B'Dievet. That means that he's saying that according to Beis Hillel, is the question is whether you're allowed to lachatchila or not, and Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to lachatchila. So how come the Mishnah says hashoichet, which is mashma B'Dievet, when the machloikis is lachatchila? Because Beis Hillel allows you even lachatchila.
If you don't do that, then the food is not edible.
Well, I can't say it again. What?
If you don't cover it, then you can't eat the food.
No, the you cannot be mevatel the mitzvah. And then you should not eat it, and you have to wait till after Yom Tov. That's what it comes out over here. I think so, pretty sure.
So you're saying that if you shecht it in the Eved Yom Tov, according to Hillel, you can wait till.
You know what? Hold on with this question. We'll see in a minute. Because the Gemara is going to change the context over here, and I think we'll see it clearly. Write down. Amar Rabbe says Rabbi Hochi Komar. This is what it says. Hashoichet doesn't mean b'dievet, one who shechted, but hashoichet means one who's coming to consult. Shaboli Moloch. Keitzad Omer Lo. How should we tell him? So it's not talking hashoichet b'dievet. Hashoichet means one who's coming to Shecht and he wants to ask us what it is. So we're talking about Lachatchila. The machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about Lachatchila, not B'Dievet. Hashoichet Sheboli Moloch. Af al gavda Hashoichet de Alma D'Eved. Normally, when it says Hashoichet, means one who Shechted after the fact. But al korcho chocho Lachatchila. But here it means the beginning, which means he didn't Shecht yet. Hashoichet Sheboli Shchot. Behemah, he's coming to Shechta Behemah. Boli Molech Lanu. And he's coming to ask us, Ma Yase, what should he do? Im Yishchet Im Lav, should he Shechta or not? Hoyil Vein Lo Ofer Tituach. He doesn't have regular, like I said, the normal thing would be to have regular crushed up sand that you can use. That wouldn't be an issue. But he doesn't have over tituach. What should he do? So b'shamay emrim loy, he tells him, shchoit, chafoir, v'kasei, go ahead, shecht, dig and cover, you're okay, you're good. You dig with the shovel, you're good. B'shil emrim, and b'shil will say, loy yishchoit, they would tell him, unless you have ready made sand. But b'di'eved, if you did shecht, you can cover it up with the shovel. Rav Yosef Amar, halachic Amar, seems to say the same thing. The Gemara is going to explain the difference. According to Rav Yosef, there's a difference here. Again, Rav Yosef says what? Ashoichet Shaboli Malach. He's coming to consult us and asking. Kesad Omerloi. How should I tell him? Beshamay Emrim Omerloi Leich Chafer Shchoit VeKasei. That he tells him, go Shecht and cover. Ubesilil Emrim Lo Yishchoit. Still say, don't shecht unless you have sand prepared from daytime. Okay, so it seems exactly the same thing. We'll see in the Gemara what's the difference. Okay, so the machloik is according to this is lechatchila, but we change the taich of hashoichet. We're saying hashoichet doesn't mean after the fact that you shechted. Hashoichet means you're coming to shecht and you're asking us what to do. So we tell you what Bishamay says and what Bishil says. So, Amar Lei Amar Le Abai Le Rabbi Yosef. So Abai says to Rabbi Yosef, Lema mar verabba bereid rab zeira, verabba mar verabba, both of you, because they said the same thing almost, so we don't hear the difference. But you, master, which is Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi, bid rab zeira omar rav kome falagitu. You're arguing about what Rab Zeira said in the name of Rav. That's your machlokes. What does this say? The omar Rab Zeira omar rav. Rab Zeira said in the name of Rav. Hashoichet tzorich sheiten offer lemato v'offer lemailo. Rav Zeira says one who shechts needs to put down sand on the bottom. He pours the blood, and then you put blood on the top. How does he know that? Because Shenemar, the verse says, v'shofach es dome, you pour the blood with the shechting, v'chiso v'offer, and then you cover it with the sand. It doesn't say chisohu offer, you cover it with sand. You cover it in the sand, ba'offer. Ba'offer mashma, shu nivlo v'tobuv, tobun ba'offer koidem akisu. It's mashma that he is mixed in and he's hidden in the sand even before you cover it already. It's already in the offer. Shofach dam v'chisohu, ba'offer, it's in the offer already. Offer loynemar v'chiso offer rabbi mashma lekobin alakis. If it said chiso offer, would just be the covering. Ela ba'offer melamed shashoichet tzorich sheit offer lamato ba'offer lamat lamaylo. He has to give the sand both on the bottom and also on the top. So what is the machlokes? The mar islay the Rab Zeira. You go, you hold of Rav Zeira, which means, Dr. Ashi, Ube'inon offer lamato. meaning you require that this should be sand on the bottom. And what Rabbi is saying, Im yecholin loymar leishchot miyad, if you can tell him, shecht immediately, sheyesh lekfar ofer lamato, sharin alay, there's already there, then we allow him to. Aval im einay tzrichim, onu tzrichim loymar loy, chafer tchilo, if we have to tell him, no, go dig first, loynatir loy, then we're not going to allow him. So in other words, even so he's explaining Basilil. We're going to tell him La Yishchot, unless there's already in the bottom. The Rabbi Leslie the Rabbi Zedo. And the Rabbi who says,
but it's a question
b'di'evid,
so he already shechted.
Where do you see b'zil l'aymrim? I see in Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi the exact same words. B'zil l'aymrim l'yishchot b'kei l'aymrim l'aymrim l'aymrim. It changes along the lashon ah. See, over here it says first Shchait, Chafoyer v'Kasei. That's in the word of Rabbi. In the words of Rabbi Yosef, he tells him Chafoyer Shchait v'Kasei. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yosef, that's what he's saying over there. The Ve'inan offer lemato, when Beis Shammai says, yeah, go ahead and shecht, im yecholim loymer lo shchot miyad, you don't have to tell him dig, you tell him shchot miyad. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. But he says, so the rabbi disagrees. So Rabbi Yosef different says, אם יחם לא שחית מיד, שיש לו כבר אופר למטה שרין לי. אבל אם אונו צריכים לא אמר לי, חפויר, he doesn't allow it, which is Rabbi Yosef does allow it. Rabbi Yosef says, חפויר שחית בקסי, that's okay. Even if you don't have yet earth in the bottom. But according to Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand why do we have to say the Rabbah less like the Rav Zeira. The Rabbah doesn't hold by Rav Zeira. But Rabbah says, "If you have a question, you have to go to the Matashar. אבל אם אנו צריכים לומר להיחפר תחילה, why Rashi is explaining the Zayda, and then he's saying, "Vachi koma Rabba, im yichelim lemer leishchet miyad." But we're saying that Rabbah, Leslie the Rav Zeira, doesn't have this Rashi belongs elsewhere. That's why it doesn't really fit over here. V'akom Rabbah im yichelim lehem l'shchet. This Rashi, that's why I'm having a hard time. This Rashi belongs over here. Originally, the Gemara thinks that the machloikis between why does he say he says shchait? He says shchait. So the Gemara thinks because Rabbi says shchait. Why? Because he doesn't hold that you need any, and there's no sand on the bottom. And why does Rabbi Yosef say chafer shchait? Because he holds you need sand at the bottom. That was the initial thought of the Gemara. So that's what Amar Rabbi Yosef. Leim Amar Rabbi Rav Zeira Amar Rav Kama Flikitu. The Amar Rav Zeira Amar Rav Ashecher Tzorich Shidnov Lamato Baofor Lamaylo Shenem Mav Shalich So Baofor Malam Shalich So the Mar Isle Rav Zeira Ubein Nofor Lamato. Okay, and that's why you need to first dig. But Rabbi Leslie, Rav Zeira, that's why you don't have to dig. Amar Lei answered, no. Mainly did he bein the Rabbi Islan Rav Zeira. Both of us, we hold Rav Zeira. We need Vafalamata. This is what we're arguing about. Rabbi Sovar Iyiko Vafalamata Ein. Eloi, Eloi. And only if the sand is over there, we're allowed to. Vachom Rabba. Im Yecholin. Im Yecholin Leim L'Shchoit Miyad. Sheyesh L'Kvar Ofer L'Mato. Then Sharin Eloi. Then we allow him. Aval Im Onu Tzrichim Leim L'Chafer T'chilo. Leim Nati Leim Nagam Leim. Why? Maybe he's going to change after digging. He's going to change. He's not going to shecht it. Nimtzo shechefer bechirim that he dug it. No reason. I don't care. He says the loy tigs are better that you don't worry about it. You're not going to allow him. He's not going to prevent. He's going to prevent from simchas yomtiv. Your question before was if he doesn't do. If he doesn't cover it, can they not eat it? I don't know very clearly. It seems to me that without covering, you should still be able to eat it. It doesn't render it, you're not the kind of the mitzvah. But the person is going to change his mind and is not going to shecht or you're not going to allow him, then he's not going to want to shecht. But I'm assuming if he shechted, the only question is, should he cover or not to do the mitzvah, b'di'evet, or, but it's not a question of eating, that's what I believe. Okay, but we've got to check that out. But in any event, we're out of time, and we'll leave it over here.